The Mystic's Almanac, Navigating Life with Science and Soul, by Judith Boyce. Birdwatching. On winter mornings, I love to watch the congregation of birds orbiting the backyard feeders. When the temperature drops and forage is scarce, the birds crowd the collection of tubes and sieves and weighted feeders that pepper the bare-limbed trees. Now, in the spring, the winter residents have flown north, and the year-round residents are establishing nests. Last week, I rounded a corner and startled a wren, tiny tail upright, roosting in the holly hedge. Purple finches forage for fallen safflower seeds in the mulch beneath the feeder. Cardinals whistle in the oak trees and then swoop down to peck at seeds. Bluebirds have twice come to investigate the roosting box on the oak tree, but sparrows already had homesteaded that territory. Admiring the shy bird's brilliant blue back and orange breast, I understood the elderly man at the Wild Birds Unlimited store perusing bird feeders made especially for bluebirds. "I raise my own mealworms," he said, smiling, "so the birds can have them fresh." He was making an offering as sacred as frankincense or myrrh for these honored guests. With such devoted humans, what chance do I stand of attracting bluebirds? I bought my own jar of dried mealworms, feeling like a lesser disciple. For over a month, a red-tailed hawk has spent afternoons roosting on the backyard fence. Initially, the squirrels hid among the oak branches, but over time, even they grew used to the raptor's majestic presence. This evening, a robin sits half-immersed in the bird bath, his feathers raggedy wet, much like my boy's tousled hair after a shower. Unhurried, the robin peruses the yard, occasionally flicking sprays of water into the air. I smile, looking out the window, and suddenly see a reflection of my mother in the same stance, looking out the kitchen window of my childhood. She too loved the birds and festooned the back porch with a variety of feeders and bird baths. I'm enjoying the robin's pleasure in the bath. Is pleasure too homocentric a word, a layering of human interpretation? I don't believe so. If body language speaks louder than words, I read languor in the damp bird's movements. I sense pleasure in my own body too, a rising tide of joy. What is it about these soft-skinned, feathery creatures, likely dinosaur relics from a distant past, that so captivates my soul? Perhaps I am drawn to my own secret longing to fly, to soar unfettered, as I sometimes do in dreams. I bask in that weightless, timeless sense of movement. Maybe I'm fascinated by a radically different mode of transportation. I revel in their flashes of color and the rich cacophony of their songs. Most of all, I appreciate that birds arrive unbidden, as talismans or blessings, or as messengers if I'm awake. The birds come freely, of their own accord. Unlike domesticated pets, they choose to mingle with our family. Along with the squirrels, they are my closest touch with wildness in this well-ordered neighborhood. I offer them food and shelter with an open hand, and they accept that offering with an unhinged heart. We come and go freely, the birds and I, and that sovereignty sanctifies our commonly shared territory.
Judith Boyce is a naturopathic physician, acupuncturist, and award-winning author. She lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma.